2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Hey, welcome back. It is KSL's Unrivaled. Scott Mitchell.
Three, two, one.
Alex Keery. And we are on the corner of Vivint and KSL Broadcast House. I love the images of a mass of fans walking across the street when it's their turn to go. And then there's one woman sprinting the opposite way holding her bag.
Yeah.
It's such a great visual. We're getting pretty close here to the start of the Jazz versus the Clippers in round two, game one. Couldn't be more excited. It's fun to be broadcasting out here tonight. You know, Alex, I'm going to just kind of start this whole thing off if you don't mind me saying.
Right,
so.
Oh, we're still doing the college football playoff.
Yeah, I saw this earlier today, and we've talked ad nauseum about this, and we're clearly proponents of an expanded playoff system. We do not understand it. It's probably the most perplexing thing to me in sports. Why there is not an expansion. Why they don't have a playoff, a real playoff to determine a national championship in college football. I just don't get it. It's every other level, like even like city rec football and flag football, they play the playoff for a champion. But when I saw it today, I was like, well, they're actually debating the pros and cons of doing this. And, like, we can sit here and give you a million reasons why, right?
Why
and
we've
done that, and we just did that. And so now you
– just saying the money is good enough, and that usually will end up being the
right,
answer.
That should be their answer, and that is their answer. But I was like, okay, well, let's see if we can try to see the other side of this. I mean, is there another side? Is there something we're missing? Are we blinded by our bias to not really look at why is it so precious to only have these four same teams every year, and it's a computer, it's a group of people in a hotel deciding by some reason why these teams should be playing. It's not, well, let's just put them on the field and have them play. It's just who we feel is the best team. And it just baffles me. So I was trying to figure out what are the reasons why. What are the reasons that they would ever not want to expand? So I'm going to throw –
You're the guy who you could look sideways at this and go, yeah, I don't know if I like this idea or not.
And so, just so you know, I don't know that I agree with him, but I'm trying to look at this. I really am. All right, here's the first one.
Okay, what is it?
I think the bowl traditions.
Yes.
And it's the late seasons. It's the great bowls. It's the New Year's Six bowls.
So you think this could ruin like
even,
the Rose Bowl?
Even things like the Holiday Bowl. You know, some of these bowl games have – And I guess that they're concerned about those traditional relationships, those traditional bowl experiences, and these cities that own these bowls and these bowl committees that own these bowls. I mean the Rose Bowl's been around forever, and it's an amazing tradition. So I guess that would be a concern
if
as to why
it turns into just a round in the playoffs, quote unquote, right? Is that what you mean? Like if it's just
It's just like
second round bowl this year. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I mean, here's the thing. The Rose Bowl does this thing where they act like they don't want your money. They're like, well, it's the Sony. It's the Rose Bowl presented by Vizio. And you're like, come on. In the end, if you call yourself presented by PlayStation, presented by Vizio.
It's the PlayStation Bowl.
Then you saying Rose Bowl first still makes it that you're about money, though. It doesn't.
Right. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. We still see it like that. So I wonder if I could see what you're saying. Like, the reality is that what outweighs that is the amount of garbage bowls that there are and the ones that will suddenly become more important. Right off the bat, you're going to have games that you're going to actually want to watch now, right? You're going to see games that you're like, hey, I'm not just being forced to watch this because it's on ESPN2 and it's December 23rd and I have the day off. You know what I mean? These could be super important games, and we've mapped it out a little bit before. The same thing they already do, rotating teams, rotating these games around, rotating them around to be the national championship 1 year and 1 year not. I mean, these are all still going to get a cut of that TV deal. The insane thing is that this hasn't happened yet. That hasn't happened yet. That they haven't expanded their horizons and just gone, you know what, we're going to do it. And they do it, and they didn't expand it in the name of what? Tradition, right? They're like, oh, no, we got these traditional bowl games. It's like, you know what makes what made those bowl games traditional? Is that they were good games at some point. Now they've turned into too many of them, and they're garbage. So that's where I'm at on this one. Got any more for me?
I really think that the traditional matchup and bowl games, I think it will be enhanced if you get a better game. I just with something more on the line, I think it makes the bowl game. And I think the bowl experience can be the same. I mean, so much of the bowl isn't the actual game. It's all the things leading up to the game. The Rose Parade is still the Rose Parade, and that's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
All right. I think another concern about this is the length of the season. That it takes these student athletes out of the classroom all the way through clearly their Christmas break.
This is a big one.
It doesn't give them the time off, and it could be in some way like a risk to their health, or their, I don't know, their emotional well-being. I don't know what it is, but the season goes on too long is a concern.
Okay. Right now, going on right now is the World Series of the College Softball World Series.
Correct.
Which is, by the way, it's like one of the things that I really like to just go, oh,
It's your guilty pleasure.
I will pick up a softball game on ESPN at any moment. These World Series games are amazing, and they're really fun to watch. These tournaments last forever. Super regionals were last week. The World Series is this week. It's double elimination that's going on. Okay, that's just that. How about basketball, right, where we go, hey, here's your season. It's 35-plus games. We do tournaments at the beginning of everything. In October, they're already going.
Right.
Okay? Football starts in what? September 1st,
August 1st is when they go.
That's
to
when
camp
starts. Yeah. But like actual games, we're talking September 1st, maybe August 30th, right? So, but that season is over by December 20th,
the end of November.
BYU's last game this year, end of November. Same thing for the Utes. Right?
Pac-12 championship is usually the first week of December.
So that goes what 3.5 months? Okay, basketball goes. End
Sunday,
of October,
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
End of October until April, the first week of April.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you're wondering, like, which part are you going to argue about? Those same kids that are playing basketball are taking tests during the same time that these football players are. Okay. But here's the final nail in the coffin of that argument that the presidents of the universities try to pretend like, oh, these are student athletes. They're the most important thing ever. It's because they're students. That's the most important thing for them. It's not. They know it's not. Look, the Ivy League, I think we could argue, is probably into academics, like legitimately into academics.
Right.
They are part of the FCS championships in college football. That is a playoff system that the NCAA determines their national champion with.
And this is the real students first, you know.
Right.
Athletes second.
They already participate.
They're not being taken out of the classroom.
Yes.
They're not being
and it's a few
extended
round,
few, yes. you know, longer
it's a few
than
few rounds of playoffs.
And
they travel. They do all of it.
And they play 12 game season. They do.
So
the
what's the problem? So what's the problem, right? Jazz out to an early lead here, 7-2. Scott,
Oh.
This series is over, man.
Has it started
This
already?
Series is over, yes. When you say already, it started 20 minutes late, but yes, or 17 minutes late.
Oh, hey, there's –
yeah, the game's underway.
Well, I was so engrossed in this conversation here that I did not realize.
Ten to five now, Jazz up. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We will we still got more stuff to talk about here, Scott. As we get going here and we're watching this thing, I can't help but imagine where we were last year at this point when the Jazz were in the playoffs, the quote-unquote playoffs, and they were in the bubble. And then here we are. We watched out of the 18,000-plus fans who are going to be likely filing into the stadium tonight, we saw probably, what, 8,000 of them walking just in front of us?
Cause a good chunk of people.
You split up kind of these corners over here. The main parking is over here. We saw all these fans. How exciting was it to see everybody filing past, watching the Jazz, and not a single person thinks to themselves, man, I'm grateful the Jazz are even here. They're thinking to themselves, we're going to do this for weeks. We have seen the same people wandering by that we saw last week, and they're expecting to be here next week. They're expecting to be here in the series after, and hopefully an NBA Finals in the next couple of weeks. Imagine how insane this thing will get when mainstream, non-following basketball fans jump on board, because that's what's going to happen in the Western Conference Finals, and then the NBA Finals turns into insanity, absolute insanity.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but I do know that sports has a significant part of our society's fabric, and you look at these people who are Jazz fans. It's something to rally around. We feel better about ourselves when our team wins. And even if our team doesn't win, we rally around, hey, we're still going to be great supporters of our team. We're going to be with them when the chips are down. And it's just something that draws people together. And we talk about the Utah and the BYU rivalry. And look, the BYU people don't like the Utah people. And the same.
No, we like them.
No. That's a fake nice. Come on. It's a fake nice.
Hey, we like you guys. Put a pretty decent team together every so often.
I know. But the Jazz is different. It's like everyone likes the Jazz. Everyone is a fan of the Jazz, except for a few Laker fans that we run into, which they're all on vacation right now. And so it's just a great thing in our community. And there is. There's a great energy. There's a great excitement. There's a great hope here for this series. So we look forward to being here, and we also expect the Jazz to be here for a while as well.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. All right, let's take the break here. News, traffic, and weather. When we come back, we've got more to go on the program. When we come back, we've got so much to discuss still. That is 30 minutes away. Someone just gave Scott a go Utes like you're not a fan. Well, you're wearing that navy blue. It throws them off. You know what I mean? So that's Jazz blue tonight, right? Is that what that is? We're going to come back. We've got our NFL roundup. Got a lot to talk about when it comes to the NFL. And the two-minute drill also coming up in just a little while. Stay with us. More to go. We'll have a score update for you in Game 1 of the Clippers-Jazz right around the corner. Stay with us on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.